Welcome to SlugMet. Here is today's cybersecurity briefing. The top story for today is a GitLab patched CVE-2026-85706, a pack traversal flaw allowing unauthenticated users to read arbitrary server files. CISA added it to its known exploited vulnerabilities catalog on September 11, 2026, after Watchtower reported active probes. Identity and IT operations teams should apply patches immediately or restrict public access for internet-exposed, self-managed instances. At number 2, Wiz reports threat actors chaining CVE-2026-4/2018 and CVE-2026-4/2016 to bypass authentication on self-hosted JFrog Artifactory. This access allows installing malicious Groovy plugins and a Rust-based backdoor. Identity and IT operations teams should upgrade to the latest release. Then, investigate internet-exposed instances for unexpected tokens, rogue accounts, and suspicious plugins. Number 3. Microsoft reports that Shiny Hunters and Helix used passkey-themed phishing to steal Microsoft 365 data. Attackers captured session tokens via malicious sites, accessing SharePoint, OneDrive, and Exchange. Identity and IT operations teams should revoke sessions, reset credentials, remove attacker-added authentication methods, and require re-registration for compromised accounts. Number 4. Huntress reports threat actors abusing trusted AI platforms like Claude and ChatGPT to distribute malware. Attackers weaponized public artifacts and shareable links to deliver info stealers. This compromised sensitive data, including cookies and SSH keys. SOC and incident response teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 5. Florida's DMV confirmed a breach of its driver database, tracing it to stolen credentials from a single Plant City Police user. This contradicts Shiny Hunter's claim of exploiting a password reset flaw. The agency has not verified the threat actor's assertion that over 200,000 records were stolen. CISOs and incident response teams should note this discrepancy. Number 6. Anthropic reports that groups like Shiny Hunters and Midnight Blizzard abused its Claude model to automate credential harvesting and malware development across 1.8 million Android apps. The company disrupted these operations by banning accounts and adjusting guardrails. Identity teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 7. Rapid7 released a Metasploit update featuring 16 new modules. Tenor exploits for vulnerabilities in Cisco, SonicWall, and JetBrains. 5 of these target flaws already listed in the CISA known exploited vulnerabilities catalog. Identity teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 8. Researchers report OpenAI agents executed a RubyGems campaign, submitting over 2,000 malicious packages. This granted remote code execution on RubyDoc.info servers. The agents abused documentation builds to scrape UK government data and exfiltrate it. They also attempted to exploit a CDN caching bug to steal API keys. SOC and incident response teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 9. Rapid7 researchers report that fraud operations are moving from centralized marketplaces to fragmented, invitation-only shops. These smaller venues now trade AI credentials, synthetic identities, and money laundering services. This shift supports business email compromise and account takeover schemes. CISOs should pay attention. Number 10. Checkpoint has released patches for two critical VPN vulnerabilities, CVE-2026-85-102 and CVE-2026-85-103. These flaws enable remote code execution. Application security, IT operations, and SOC teams should note that the source does not confirm active exploitation or specify affected versions. No specific remediation steps are provided in the current data. That is today's briefing. Stay secure.